It took less than 4 hours. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's how quickly the democratically controlled Senate voted down the two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday.
Republicans scrambled in vote after vote to keep the impeachment trial alive, even after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated he would move to dismiss the two articles of impeachment.
I raise a point of order that impeachment article one does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
After they adjourned, Republicans called it unprecedented that they failed to hold an impeachment trial. Earlier in the day, Schumer said it was going to be the least legitimate impeachment trial ever. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former President Trump will be back in court today for his criminal hush money trial, the judge giving the case Wednesdays off each week. Co-chair of the RNC and the former president's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, tells Fox News there's been at least one benefit from the trial, or in this case, $3 million.
I'm happy to report this evening that in the 3 days since they've held Donald Trump in that courtroom, his campaign has raised $3 million. The average donation is $26.
Prosecutors and Trump attorneys still need 11 more jurors, including six alternates. Opening arguments are set for Monday. Iran says it's preparing for an Israeli retaliatory strike by readying its military and evacuating personnel from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard sites in Syria. Israel's not telegraphing any timing or method, but says it will happen. Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Herzog, tells Fox News.
If you don't answer, the Iranians will feel impunity, and they will feel that they can strike anywhere in the Middle East or elsewhere without any consequences. So we have to respond, and we will respond. How exactly we do it remains to be seen.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A call in Los Angeles for help in taking care of the homeless.
LA Mayor Karen Bass announcing the launch of the new LA for LA campaign, which urges the most fortunate to donate millions of dollars towards purchasing homeless housing, which would relieve the city of nightly rental costs. The mayor calls LA's current homeless problem a disaster. And in her first city budget, she allocated more than $1 billion towards homelessness. Bass is also touting the success of her Inside Safe program, which she says moved more than 21,000 homeless into shelters.
Fox's Matt Finn. At least 9 states were experiencing outages of their 911 systems overnight. Some are reporting they've restored their emergency lines. No word if it's a cyber attack. However, Homeland Security has warned of increased risk of that because 911 services have migrated to digital internet-based systems. Amazon's not giving up on its AI-powered grab-and-go retail shopping tech.
We told you recently that Amazon would be phasing out its Just Walk Out feature of many of its retail stores, especially its grocery locations. This technology uses cameras, sensors, and AI to track shoppers as they take things from shelves and charging them as they leave the store with no need to check out. Though Amazon did admit it had humans watching the video and keeping the system on track. But Amazon is apparently keeping the program alive in a few locations and for third-party clients. Amazon had provided the tech to places like sports arenas, but now says it plans to have over 120 clients adopt the Just Walk Out tech in their brick-and-mortar shops. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Justice Department says Sean Patrick Palmer of Perkins, Oklahoma, is under arrest on charges of throwing a pipe bomb at a satanic temple in Salem, Massachusetts earlier this month. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.